The truth of the matter is the kingdom of God is suffering violence from forceful people who have made themselves available to the devil. I mean, even in writing to the Ephesians, he says in the book of Acts, he says, I know after my time, after my departure, perilous times are going to come. Yeah. Then he says, it's going to be from within the church, from within yourselves. He says, men will rise up. There you are. Now, who would have believed that? Now, you know, when men rise up in a church, you don't follow idiots. You know, we had one fellow years ago who came to our church. And God told him he was going to marry Grace Bellingham. Excepting Grace Bellingham was already married. But he kept getting verses on the fact that she was going to marry him. I mean, they're crackpots in churches, but you know them. And we, you know, those aren't the guys that cause church splits. And do we have a church split over it? Not at all, because that's obvious. It says in the book of Acts that men from within yourself will rise up and they will draw men away. And he says, all hell's going to break loose. What's he talking about here? People you trust.
Right.
Treat people with reputation. You know, we're so naive. We forget sometimes that good people get in trouble and good people die on the way, or the Hebrew epistle would never have been written.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what the Hebrew epistle is all about. Good Christian Jews who had sacrificed everything and didn't mind their goods being spoiled, but really after a while got tired of it. Started questioning if Jesus was really the Savior after all. Until finally, they were on such shaky ground that that aggressive, hostile, negative language had to be used more often in the Hebrew epistle than in any other book to scare the wits out of them, to get them back to reality. Like, hey, once you get it and you walk away from it, you can't have it back. It's a dreadful thing, he says. What sore judgment is coming your way? Language, hostile and aggressive. Who were these people he was talking to? Lovely, wonderful Christian church members who got tired of walking by faith. People do get tired. Right. When you get tired, you get vulnerable. I don't know about you, but the devil doesn't tempt me at 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm ready to go. Right. He tempts me at 8 o'clock at night when I'm tired. Right. When I'm tired, my mind gets tired, and then I it's harder to swat the flies. Mm-hmm. I can laugh at them in the morning, right. And I don't do bad midday. But by the evening, I'm tired, it takes more effort to say no. Right. But I've got news for you, ladies and gentlemen. The kingdom of God suffers violence, but it's the nature of Christ's kingdom to be peaceful and meek. Wow. It's the nature of the opposition to be violent and forceful, because they are lawless and reckless. They're extreme. But it's the nature of Christ's kingdom to be peaceful and meek. That is to say, they're law-abiding and moderate. Isn't that interesting? Paul says, be moderate in all things. The Lord is at hand. And that's the whole point. He says, you be moderate in all things. What does he mean by that? What he simply means is, hey, bring your conduct into balance. The Lord is at hand. Remember me preaching that sermon in Concordville about the fact that God's never more than an arm's length away from you. He's at hand. He's always that much. He'll no further than that away from you. Therefore, we are going to have to evaluate the kind of style we're going to live by. The kingdom of God suffers violence because there are men who choose to walk in the flesh and allow demons to influence them. But the kingdom of God itself walks in the spirit, not the flesh. We have got to rely on the triumph of Christ on our behalf, and not a violent physical conduct to match their violent physical conduct. The great key to triumphing over the enemy's violence and lawlessness isn't more violence. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 10. It isn't more violence.